Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are, Tuesday, December the 1st, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. First day of December 2020. Now, we might have Pastor Steve Whitaker calling in this morning before the program is over. As I told you, Pastor Whitaker's show, The Pastor Spot, has been on this station Tuesdays from 5:10 to 6 p.m. Now, it will be moving starting this week to Fridays, 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. So that will be Pastor Whitaker's new time slot each and every week. And the show will still continue to repeat on Sunday mornings from 8:10 until 9 a.m. and from on Wednesdays from 3:10 until 4 p.m. So the Pastor Spot will be back live this week and every Friday here until eternity, from 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Pastor Whitaker, a great guy, and he'll also tell us why he's been absent the last couple months, but he's doing great, and I'll be glad to see him on Friday, and we might hear from him via telephone this morning due to the nature of the weather outside, as he does live outside the Marion area. Telephone number again, 740-383-9944. Now, this morning, we're talking about the weather. How much snow did you get in your area? Was it 3 inches? Did we get the full 3 yesterday? I know a lot of you have weather gauges and precipitation markers. And, you know, I have found, though, the only accurate way really to measure snow, it's not like rain and things of that nature. You really have to take a ruler and just go outside and stick it in the snow. But you can't stick it in a drift. A lot of people stick it in the drift and then say, oh my goodness, we got 6 inches. Well, no, you don't stick it in the deepest part of your yard. You stick it in the most consistent part of your yard. If you look at your yard, you say, okay, well, there's a big drift over there, but the rest of the yard is this, and that's probably what the snowfall was. You know what? Come to think of it, as I do this show, things come to my mind. How do we really know how much snow fell? Because honest to goodness, how do you measure snow? I mean, that's how most people, every radio station that I ever worked at that measured the snow accumulation, that's exactly how they did it. They had a big yardstick, and you would go outside, and you would stick it in the snow, and you would see how much snow had fallen. But you know, now that I think about that, how consistent is that? Because the truth of the matter is, snow drifts, and snow also melts, and it... How do you really know how much snow has fallen? Does anybody have any answer for this? I'd love to hear the answer on this. Does anybody really know how much snow has fallen? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now remember, you can send us your Christmas cards here at WWGH Radio. It's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a card and put your return address on it, we will send you a card back, and we will display your card here in the WWGH studio all Christmas long, and we keep all the cards that come all the years that we have gotten them. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Now, also talking about this holiday coming up, Christmas, we are in the month of December. Now, you know what today signifies? 25 days until Christmas. 25 days from today, Christmas. So a little more than 3 weeks. How about that? See how quick it creeps up on you? So you have to be mailing your Christmas cards out now, and you also have to be baking your candy and your cookies and your pies now. Now, we learned before the break that mincemeat pie has no meat in it at all, which I could have sworn. For some reason, I have some memory in my brain that mincemeat pie had some kind of hamburger in it. Now, maybe it didn't last year. Maybe that was just my brain working overtime. But I thought it had some kind of meat in it. But maybe I'm wrong. Is there a mincemeat pie that does have meat in it? All my cooks and chefs and so on and so forth out there. Does mincemeat pie have any kind of meat in it? Now, I would also like to know, at this point, what are people going to do this holiday season? Now, we've been through Black Friday. We've been through Cyber Monday, which was yesterday. Do you think people are going to buy as much? Now, I think this could be twofold. Now, number one, people might not buy as much because they just don't have as much money. Now, on the flip side of it, people might not buy as much because they're not going to see as many people. And it's hard to mail a ton of packages to people. Now, I guess you could mail a gift card. But I'm anti-gift card. Now, I hate to bring this up here in the holiday season. And there are things I want to get to this morning. But I just do not like gift cards. Now, if somebody gets me a gift card, I'm not rude about it. And you know what? I probably will use the gift card, so I'm a little hypocritic in this. But here's the thing on the gift cards. Number one, I don't think it takes a whole lot of thought to give somebody a gift card. And I always think about the thought that counts. And I'll tell you where this started. And I think I've told this story before. But about, quite a few years ago now, when I was in college, I was working at a shoe store here in town. And just out of the blue, one of the ladies who worked at the shoe store, she was an older lady at that time, just, you know, about retirement age, in her early 60s, she crocheted everybody a Christmas tree ornament that particular year. And it's a Santa Claus. And every year, when I get out my Christmas tree, I put that ornament on, that crocheted Santa Claus. And I have now had that for quite a long time, and I still have it. Now, would that have been a gift that somebody would have went out and thought, oh, Scott needs a Christmas tree ornament of Santa or a snowman that's crocheted? Would anybody have ever thought that? No. But this woman was very thoughtful and very practical and actually took time to crochet this thing. And here it is, all these Christmases later, and I still put it out every year. Now gift cards don't do that. Here to me is what I've seen with people who buy gift cards. Now, the people I know, I'm not saying you because I know a lot of people do buy gift cards. But here's what I see when people go out and buy gift cards. They go to the store. They find maybe the 5 or 10 or however many people they're buying for quickest gift cards. They buy them all at one store. They go up and they pay for them. They don't have to wrap them. They don't have to put bows on them. They don't have to put names on them. And their Christmas shopping is done. And I think that's why they do it. I don't think... I just don't think that they're doing it just because they can't go to the store and find anything. Because obviously you've got to go to the store and find a gift card. And I think you could get off a lot cheaper if you just bought a gift. There are a lot of practical items. Am I wrong about this? Somebody call me, because this whole gift card mess every year... becomes a big discussion. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. What do you think about the gift cards? And I know people get very defensive about this. They don't like they don't like people talking about gift cards, that gift cards are not a good gift, because they've become very popular. So people don't like that. But I think sometimes we could even do stuff in a home. You know, make somebody a Christmas card. Or make something that maybe you, I mean, we come back to the Christmas candy. Make some Christmas candy. Buy one of those dollar tins and put it in the tin. That's certainly going to end up being a lot cheaper than a gift card, I would think. And who doesn't like to eat? Now, to me, that's thoughtful, because that took time and effort to do that. Or find out what the person's favorite candy or cookie or cake is and make one. You know, that's nice, because maybe they don't make it on their own. Maybe they're not a cook. A lot of people get women candles. Now, that's tricky, I know, because I've heard a lot of women say they, you know, you better know what scent they like, because a lot of people don't like the scents of certain candles. But I'll tell you what is also a great gift this time of year that I've never seen anybody turn down, and that's a poinsettia. People love the poinsettias. That's a thoughtful gift, and probably a lot cheaper than a gift card. And it's a practical gift. And it's a decoration that people can put up. Or an ornament. You know, you go to the ornament aisle at a store, they've got all kinds of novelty ornaments. If you can't crochet an ornament or make an ornament, go to the aisle any store, and you can buy an ornament for well under $10. Or Christmas socks. People love those Christmas socks. So I guess my point is if you're saying you're getting the gift card because you can't find anything to buy for the person, there's a lot of stuff you can come up with for people that is more just practical, I guess. Does anybody else have any practical gift ideas? Things you can give to anybody? And how do you feel about this whole gift card idea? And I'll tell you, now, let me say this. If you are elderly and just can't get to the stores and maybe can't make anything, then I understand the gift card. No problem at all. And I guess if the person is asking for a gift card and you're trying to fulfill a wish or something, I understand that. But other than that, I really don't know. I just don't understand the gift card thing. And the problem is I never use the gift cards I get. I'm sure I've used some of them, but I know right now I have like two or three gift cards laying on the dresser at home that I never think to take with me and I never use. So this is the great gift card conversation of 2020, I guess. 740-383-9944. What do you think about the whole idea of gift cards in general as Christmas gifts? It's become such a commonplace thing. And obviously the gift card companies have caught on to this, because everybody's got a gift card now. Everybody. I'll tell you another instance where I'm okay with it, though. Is groceries. Because if you're giving a family groceries because maybe they're in need, now that I understand. I think that's a good gift card gift, because obviously you don't know what groceries people need, so I can buy that totally. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, on the gift card.
Yes.
All right. Now, you want to know a lot of reasons, but a lot of people really don't want to buy stuff, and that's why they give them a gift card, and that person can get what they want, and it'll be a lot easier.
Well, I understand that theory. I guess my only question, like I said, why not a poinsettia? Why not cookies? Why not candy?
Well, a lot of people don't like poinsettias, or they don't like, you have to fish around a little bit. They get an idea of what the person wants, and then you go, no.
Well, I guess go ahead.
Yeah, and then you may have to, like, say, give them the gift card, and let them get what they want.
Well, I guess here's what really makes me think about this. If you don't know the person well enough to have any idea of anything that they would want, then why are you giving them a gift card anyway?
Well, I get gift cards what family knows, people we know, because they don't know, you know, exactly what you want, and it just makes it a little easier, you know.
Right. But I mean, on a, I mean, wouldn't people like Christmas socks? What about socks? Everybody wears socks.
Right. Or they wear ties, or they wear gloves.
Gloves are a good one, sure. I mean, I just think that people do it out of convenience. They do it so they don't have to actually look for anything.
Well, let's see, a lot of them do, but then, I think you got to look at it both ways, though.
Well, I don't mind that, and I certainly appreciate your opinion this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, it's the great gift card conversation this morning, and I'm not condemning everybody who buys a gift card at all, because I certainly think that, you know, a lot of people do it. I mean, go to the stores. People are buying gift cards by the truckload. I just don't understand why we have gotten so into that. It used to be just kind of a side note. Like, oh my goodness, I've run out of time. I don't have anything to buy this person, so I'll get him a gift card. Well, now it's just become, let's just get him a gift card. We'll be done with it that way, and we can move on. I guess that's the problem that I'm having with it currently. And I, like I said, I've also seen these people who go and they just buy the gift card. They just buy the gift card, and that's that. You know, they don't even try to think of anything that the person would want. So that's my stand on the whole gift card thing right now. 740-383-9944. If you've got an opinion on this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I certainly would love to hear from you on this topic, because it's a big topic this time of year, the whole gift card thing. Now, again, I do gift passes for groceries. I think groceries, that's a good gift card idea, because you don't want to buy somebody else's groceries. Or if you're elderly, I think that's okay. I'll buy that. Go ahead, caller.
I do a combination of all. I do gifts, I do gift cards, and I do cash.
Well, that's not bad. Well, see, I just think, and I have come to believe over the years, that the people who are buying everybody's gift cards, they're really not doing it for the other person, even though they use that. They'll say, well, I'm doing it because I would not know what to buy them. They're doing it because if you look under their tree at home, they did not wrap anything. They have no bows. They don't. They just did it so they didn't have to go from store to store to store.
Well, I can't have bows because I have too many cats.
Well, that's an ethical.
Everything is wrapped, but no, I with my kids, my son-in-law. Sometimes I know what to get him. Other times, just a good old gift card to Lowe's or Menards is good because he does all this building stuff at home, and I'd rather him, you know, be able to buy what he needs. My daughter sometimes lets me know, you know, if he needs something specifically, but my girls are a lot easier to buy for. But it's usually a gift for them, and then I'll give them some cash, and that way they can go spend it on whatever they want.
You know, don't you think, though, that the practical nature of Christmas, because we always say it's the thought that counts. Now, what is the thought behind a gift card?
Well, if you know that the person really likes a certain store, then I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I guess I think what turned me off to it, because I have gotten gift cards, and certainly I appreciate them when I get them, and I don't think, I honestly can never remember buying anybody a gift card, but it might have happened.
Uh-huh.
But I think where I got turned off was, is when I was seeing people saying that they would go into a store and they would buy, you know, 5 or 10 gift cards, and they were all different gift cards, and you clearly knew that's what they were doing. That was their Christmas shopping.
Oh, no, I don't, you you know, I personally don't do that. I do all three. Now, I like Amazon gift cards because I'm an avid reader, and the Kindle app loves me because that way I can go in and purchase my books.
But wasn't the whole idea behind Christmas wrapping paper and all that to get somebody something, them not know what it is until the moment that they open it?
Right.
And I do like the idea because, you know, I have gotten a lot of books over the years. And this is a funny thing because any other time than Christmas or somebody's birthday, this never happens. Like if somebody's at a store, you hear this all the time. They'll say, oh, I thought of you, so I got this. And they bring it to you. Now, it might not have been something you would have bought yourself, but it might be something that you'll read or keep around the house or so on and so forth. So people don't have an issue doing that. But when it comes to a time when they're on the spot, Christmas and birthday, then they have to go to the gift card route. And I'm not sure why it's so different. Why, you know, if I know you like books, and hopefully if I'm getting you a gift, I know you well enough to know the genre of books you like.
Yeah, what type of book I like.
Right. That I might not get you one that you would have bought yourself, but I might get you one that you'd read.
True. That's true.
And I think that's the difference. I think sometimes we're so worried about people getting something they want when, you know, like that Christmas ornament years ago. I never would have asked for that in my wildest dreams. A crocheted Santa Claus or a crocheted snowman?
Uh-huh.
I never would have asked for that. But here it is, all these years later, and it's still hanging on the tree. And every time I pull it out, I think of her.
You think of that person.
Right. So I think that's what we're losing by going the gift card route.
Well, I think a combination of all works.
You know, I think maybe if we bought somebody something practical and inexpensive and put the gift card in that, I'd be a little more okay with it. Like
than just giving them a gift card.
Yeah, like, you know, you could go out, you can go to the Dollar Tree and buy stockings and then decorate it, you know, put your name on it, put the year, put their name on it, put the year, you know, and put the gift card in there. Now that I would feel more comfortable with because I think chances are they would probably keep the stocking.
True.
You know, and I bet you the stocking would be there a lot longer than the gift card.
But depending on what you buy with that gift card, you can, whatever you purchase, you can look at that every day and think, oh, well, my daughter gave me this card and I bought this and I think of her.
But do you think that happens?
Well,
I don't know. Because a lot of gift cards that are given this type of year, let me tell you an instance. Here's an instance I had, and the person is not listening. And I'm not going to say their name anyway, but here's what happened a few years ago. The person came to me and said, what do you want for Christmas? They actually asked.
Uh-huh.
They said, what do you want for Christmas? So I gave them like three book titles that I wanted that year.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this is like 2 weeks before Christmas. And I didn't hear any more about it. And then on Christmas Eve, we were having the big get-together. And the person gives me a Barnes & Noble gift card. And I'm thinking, you know, why did you ask me what I wanted? Why did you have me write down these book titles? And now here it is Christmas Eve and I don't have the book. I just have a gift card. Now, I can, I guess, go on and order the book, do the legwork myself.
Uh-huh.
But you knew what book I wanted. And as a matter of fact, I gave you three, so you could have surprised me.
Right.
And bought the.
And I would have gotten you the book.
Right. And I think that was done out of convenience. I think it was done out of I don't have to order it. I don't have to go to the store and look for it. I don't have to wrap it. I don't have to put it. All I got to do is hand him this Barnes & Noble gift card, and then he can do all the work.
And I'll tell you, to be honest, that's probably been 3 or 4 years ago. I don't remember what book I ended up buying. I certainly don't think of that person when I look at that book because I don't remember which book it was. But if it had shown up wrapped, and I probably would.
You would.
I probably would.
I agree with that.
So I don't, but see, that's what I think it's done out of convenience. But again, I do give the elderly a pass on that because they shouldn't have to go out and go to all these stores and do all these things. And groceries. Because if somebody's in need of groceries, you know, you don't know what people eat.
Right.
So I'm okay with that. But just to do it because you don't like the shop and use the excuse of, I don't know what anybody would want. Well, how do you know they're going to like the store that you gave them the gift card for?
Well, that's true. But if you do like, or if you do know the person well enough, then I feel that it's okay.
I think so. I just think when people do all.
Yeah. No, it's, again, it's what I do, a combination of all, and gifts, and to that person, they usually get, you know, a gift or two, they get cash, and then, you know, a possible gift card.
Well, and I just want to make this point, because people will say that, you know, I'm being ungrateful, you know, oh, you should take the gift card, and I take it. I mean, I'm not saying if somebody gets me a gift card that I think that's a rude thing.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying is societal right now. I think that we are really, I mean, I've seen those gift card racks get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the people purchasing them get more and more and more, and I just think that's becoming, I don't know if we're going to, it's like letter writing. Nobody writes letters anymore because we have emails and text messages.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, what are people going to remember when we're all dead? They're not going to be able to go back and read our letters. We've learned so much about history from the letters people wrote. Well, this whole era of history is going to be gone. And I also think, you know, we used to pass down things like ornaments and stockings and people's jewelry and Christmas thing. If it's all gone because everybody went and bought what they wanted to with gift cards, you know, what heritage do we have?
I agree.
Yeah. Just buy somebody a box of candy canes. If they don't like them, they can hang them on their tree.
Okay.
It's like QVC here this morning. Just ideas galore.
There's a lot of them.
That's right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open in the great gift card conversation. Gift card conversation of 2020. And again, I'm not trying to chastise people who are buying gift cards. So remember again, if you're elderly, I do understand that. If you're buying somebody groceries, I do understand that. But I don't understand if you're doing it just so you don't have to go out and try to find that person something. That I don't understand. Because it's pretty easy if you have, because it seems to me the typical gift card amount is like $20 or $25. Now, some people go a lot higher, but it seems to be about $20 or $25. Okay, you know, it's not too hard to walk into a store and buy 4 or 5 gift cards. Here's $100. Bam, my Christmas shopping's done. I don't have to wrap anything. I don't have to put bows on anything. I don't have to put labels on anything. And I'm all done. I don't know. But again, elderly, groceries, definitely give a pass. What do you think on the gift card? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And a lot of people do this every year. And it doesn't, you know, it certainly doesn't make you a horrible person if you do it. I just think it's kind of interesting that we have went in that direction. Oh, I wanted to tell you, I haven't got into this week. But this past weekend, went back down to Columbus, to the Columbus Commons again. And it seems to me like they had added more lights. And again, it's downtown Columbus, right across the street from the State House. And that area, I am just so impressed with. Now, this week I went back down there because I wanted to go over and visit the State House, because the State House is nicely decorated for the holidays. Plus, somebody had asked me if the Christopher Columbus statue is still there, and it is. And so I went over and looked at the Christopher Columbus statue, and I did not realize, either I had never been there or had totally forgotten it, but President William McKinley is right out in front of the State House. And there were a lot of other statues there. But I just think that is one of the... Those buildings, like the State House, that look like buildings from Washington, D.C., when you decorate those for Christmas with wreaths and lights, they just look completely different than any other building at the holiday time. You know, I think this is why Washington, D.C. looks different at Christmas than any other area in the world. So, went down and did that, went over to State House, and looked around with the people I was with, and then went back to the Columbus Commons, because it's just right across the street. And there are so many areas in that commons. I did not get to all of them last week when I was there, so this week was a lot of fun. And also went over to the Hollywood Casino. Now, I did not gamble at all. I just went over there because I'd never seen the inside of the Hollywood Casino. So I went over to the Hollywood Casino, and I was kind of impressed with it. It's a very big venue. It's located in an easy place to access. Not a lot of traffic in that area. And it's a nice facility. Good parking. Nice area inside. So I went there. Oh, and I also happened by, now I don't know the name of it, but there is a flea market on I believe it's Broad Street, down there by the casino, about 5 or 10 minutes from the casino. And you got to keep your eye out for it, because it's kind of off the road. There are stores in front of it. There's a sign out front, but you got to go back behind to get into it. And this flea market, boy, it reminded me of the old Marianne flea market, which just had everything in the world you could ever want. This place was just stocked up last Saturday. So I enjoyed that and ate in Columbus, and also met up with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and we did an interview for the holiday season, which I will play here on the station sometime soon. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I wore my mask everywhere. I made sure to social distance from all people when I did the interview with Ted Williams, because, of course, you have to take your mask off to do it. It's hard to do an interview with a mask on. Pretty much everybody, there was nobody in the restaurant around us. People who were taking the pictures were standing back a good distance. So, you know, you take these precautions during COVID-19 and this pandemic. So that's what I did this past weekend, and I had a lot of fun doing it. Columbus is a great place if you want to go for a day trip during the holiday season, even during this horrible pandemic. You just got to be safe. You got to wear your mask. You got to bring your hand sanitizer. You got to stay 6 feet away from people. You have to obey the rules. But it's doable. Now, the interesting thing is, to me, that allegedly this stay-at-home order is still in place for Columbus, which I guess is a suggestion. It's not an order. And nobody's staying at home. Now, I'm sure there's a few people staying at home, but all the stores are open, all the shops are open. I did not run into any shop or store that said they were closed because of COVID. The Commons is open, people are downtown. It's a busy place and a busy time. So I don't think that's exactly working in Franklin County, and I don't know how that's going to play into the numbers of Franklin County, as they are the only purple county right now. Now, I'm sure we will get more purple counties, but that's the way it is right now. So I guess you just deal with it. And I think maybe that's the message from this whole COVID thing. I mean, whether you're here in Marion, or you go to Franklin County, or maybe you go to Cleveland, or you go anywhere, you just have to take your mask. You've got to take your hand sanitizer. You have to realize where you are and what you're doing, and take the proper precautions. And that's not to say you're not going to get it, because this is one of the things I was talking about yesterday, or felt that I was talking about yesterday. I think by the end of this COVID thing, the way the numbers are growing and the holiday season we are in, we're almost to the point where I think anybody who is going out at all is going to get this. Because it's going to become harder and harder for people to avoid this. You know, I heard a story the other day where, now think about this. There was a, I think it was somebody on, how did this story go? But it just goes to show you how easily this is spreading and why it's spreading. But I think somebody in a classroom had gotten one of the aides or teachers or something like that had gotten COVID and tested positive. And this aide or teacher had been in close contact with a lot of the students. So a great number of the students in the class had to quarantine. Now, you have to quarantine. Now, quarantine, that's changing all the time. Now, it used to be 2 weeks. I still think in some cases it is 2 weeks. But I think they're trying to lower it to 7 days or something like that. But in any event, all these people have to quarantine. And who knows if any of them will get sick because of being exposed to this person. But one of the problems with this was the person, when they initially had it, obviously did not get checked that day, and sometimes it takes a couple days to get your results back. So how many people did they come in contact with, or did the people in the classroom who were susceptible to getting it come in contact with in that time before it came out that the person had it and had been in contact with people? That's why there's such a rapid spread going on. And that's what makes me think that we, in the end, might all end up with this illness, because those are situations you can't prepare for. Because I don't know anybody who wears their mask all the time. I don't know that they wear it at home. I don't know if they wear it just in places you don't have to wear it. And if you came in contact with somebody who had no idea that they had it, then you could get it. I'm sure those kids in that classroom had masks on, but I think even in that, they're quarantining people, because there's still a big question about these masks. You know, it depends on who you talk to. We all agree that the masks protect other people from you, but there's still a big question about how much, if the other person doesn't have a mask on, how much are you protected? That's still a big, big question. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Mary calling. You said you was going to talk about marriage today, and if he didn't remind you, so this is your reminder.
This is my reminder. I'm going to go to that right now.
Okay, I'll get the radio back on.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's my bit on COVID this morning. Now, here's what I'm going to talk about marriage. Now, here's what happened. And I was thinking about this as I was driving in this morning, and hopefully I can get this in 7 minutes. And if I don't get this in 7 minutes, I'll continue it tomorrow. But here's the deal with marriage. A lot of people are getting either proposed to at this time of year because of Christmas, or a lot of people are getting married this time of year. And I think it's because of the Christmas season. I don't know why that is. I think if you ask people, they end up saying that they didn't do it because of Christmas or the Christmas season. But it's a busy time of year. Why would you pick this time of year to get married or get engaged if it wasn't because of Christmas and Thanksgiving? I don't know why you would pick that time of year if it didn't have anything to do with it. But this is what made me think about marriage. Now, again, I'm not criticizing anybody who's married. Because if you have a happy marriage, and only you know if you have a happy marriage, good for you. And if you've been married a long time, I think that's good also. But here's what I'm starting to believe. I really believe that people are getting married for the ceremony. Now, here's why I say this. And here's why I say this even more than in past years. What I have noticed is, you know, you used to have a wedding back before internet. You would have a wedding and you would have a photographer come and they would take all these professional pictures and that was for you and you'd put them in your album and that was that. That was your wedding. Everybody used to remember when people had a wedding album? You had a wedding album. Okay. And that was that. Nobody ever really had a professional photographer come in and take pictures of a wedding and then give those out to everybody. I mean, it's not like school pictures. You know, you didn't do that with your wedding pictures. You got your wedding pictures for your wedding album, and that was that. Okay. Well, here comes the social media age. And I'm not saying people still don't have professional photographers, but now people just take pictures with their cell phones or whatever they have there, and they post all these pictures on social media. And here's what I think about that. Now, you get all dressed up in your tuxedos and your wedding gowns, and maybe somebody doesn't like what I'm saying. Oh, this is... Now, see, here's what came up on the caller ID. Potential spam. Now, if the caller ID knows it's potential spam, why are you calling? Okay, anyway, back to what I was saying about marriage. And by the way, if you want to break in at any time here, feel free. 740-383-9944. You know, you get in your tuxedo, you get in your wedding dress, which a lot of people still do. And again, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. You know, a lot of people just go to the courthouse. Now, you get and you have, you know, you dress up the whole family and you do these weddings. Okay. Now, then come the social media pictures, which clearly people are posing for. Now, this doesn't bother me, but here's what it makes me think about. I think, now, did you get married to get married? In your mind, probably yes. I have no doubt in my mind that you got married to get married. No doubt at all. But the response you get on social media from those pictures is enormous. It's a life event. It's like having a child. I don't see any more response on social media than when somebody gets engaged, when they get married, or when they have a child. So, I just worry what happens after the wedding. You know, you do have a honeymoon period, and I'm not talking about going on a honeymoon. You have a honeymoon period where now you're husband and wife, and names change and all that, and then, you know, you have a good period. But eventually that wears off. And then you're not planning the wedding anymore. There's no planning. Then there is no wedding in the future. Then you just have to deal with them for the rest of their life. Well, or until a divorce settles in. Which I'm not advocating for divorce. But sometimes it's the only thing that works. And I don't think anybody ever went into a marriage thinking they were going to get divorced. But they did. So I guess my theory on marriage has changed a little bit, and I'm starting to think it has more to do with impressing other people on social media and maybe, you know, showing your pictures to the people at work or whatever people do. I'm not so sure if it really... I mean, I hope they all hold up. I would never wish anybody to be divorced, but... I know, and maybe I'm the only honest one, I know people look at people's wedding pictures, and they say, that ain't going to last. Now, they never tell the bride or the groom that, because that's rude, but that's what they say. Now, I'll talk more about this tomorrow, because we're about out of time, and I just am fascinated by it, because here we are in this time of year. You know, it's Christmas time. And you will see more engagement pictures this year. You will see more wedding pictures this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's than you will see any other time of the year. And pay attention to your Facebook. Pay attention to the engagements. Pay attention to the weddings. Pay attention to all that. And then in the summer, pay attention to the divorces. I hate to say that, but that's about what happens. I'll get back into this tomorrow and tell you some deeper things about this. But I still go back to my original wedding card that I sent many years ago, which said, "Sorry I can't make it to this wedding. I'll try to make it to the next wedding." For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
About this time
of Christmas, I wish Christmas. I get sad because I think of my family. I think about when I was younger,